welcome to the Money Lab Live Podcast, episode number 91, the Making Money Somebody Else's Way Money Story. All right, welcome back to another live broadcast of the Money Lab Podcast. I am your host, Wei Hong, and this is the podcast where we talk about money, tips, strategies, and interviews with other entrepreneurs to help you create that ultimate entrepreneurial six-figure lifestyle free of bad money stories, money anxiety, and stress so that you can monetize your dreams and execute your genius. Now, if you haven't already downloaded our free ebook, From Money Anxiety to Six-Figure Mastery, make sure you go to go.thesixfigureacademy.com and get it there. It's the perfect complement to all the things we discuss on the show, and quite frankly, it could change your life. Now, we are kind of wrapping up 2018, and so there's going to be some changes going on, so that link may actually go down, so make sure you get that as soon as possible. Now, if you are joining us live today and you are not on YouTube Live, make sure you get on Spreaker.com and download the Spreaker app on your mobile device and search for the hashtag The Money Lab, so that you can join us in the chat room, ask questions, and interact with us. Now, while you're there, subscribe so that you don't miss an episode and can catch us every single week. For all of the ways to find us, go to thesixfigureacademy.com/radio for all the details. And if there's something that you love about what you hear on this episode today that you know could help someone you care about, remember, sharing is caring. So share the show to that person. Now, the show today, it's going to be interesting because this is the first solo show I've done in a really, really long time. And we get to talk about something that is really important, critically important, that most of us don't really quite understand when it comes to making money. Because most of us grow up learning how to make money somebody else's way. And unless we have been empowered as children growing up or through our young lives as children to explore different avenues or different ways to understand how we uniquely make money in this lifetime, then oftentimes we'll buy into a way of doing that. And that's what today's show is all about. So there's a few things I want you to kind of pay attention to when we start to get into this. First and foremost, is you want to understand how we know how to make money. Okay, how we know how to make money, listen to how this kind of comes to your reality, to your awareness, and how it was compartmentalized since youth. In other words, what you were born into understanding of how money's to be made happened at a very young age. Also, listen for why it's important to recognize that the money-making story that you grew up with and bought into, and acknowledging the fact that you bought into it, okay, that you grew into it. And also looking for or thinking about the importance of investing in knowing what money-making vehicle you are. Okay, this is such a critically important topic, enough so that I figured, doing this as a solo podcast is absolutely worth it. I know for those of you who have been following us for a while, you'll probably know that this is a topic that has been broached quite a few times, sometimes lightly, sometimes a lot. And what happens is it's all about that money story that we grew up with, but more importantly, the belief of how money is supposed to be made in this lifetime. Let's talk about how we know that's going to happen. Okay, or more importantly, let's talk about let me roll that back a little bit. Okay, before I go into that, I want to make a few quick announcements. For those of you who have been following, we've been mentioning the Six Figure Academy a lot over the past, and as we approach our century mark of episodes for this particular show, get excited, we're on episode 91, there's going to be some few shifts and changes going on. So, you want to probably pay attention to what's happening and what will come down. We're still going to have guests. We're still going to be talking about money. We're going to shift our focus to a wider spectrum of subject matter as it pertains to money. More importantly, money and what it can do for our lives, like prosperity-wise, wealth-wise, health-wise, even in more in relationships. For those of you who tuned in a couple weeks ago when we talked about, you know, the money and capitalism and cancer and everything, those are really kind of big, important topics, and money has a lot to do with it. So just something to think about, something to keep in mind when you are listening to the show moving forward. So there's some significant shift and changes coming down, okay? And that means that we're going to have a wider variety of different types of guests that can come on the show, be it entrepreneurs or people who work in industries that are impacted by money or unsupported by money even. So the Money Lab is going to be expanding and going to do some really cool things. So make sure you tune in more for that. Subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. There's some interesting things going on right now in my stream, too. So for those of you who are watching Facebook Live, we recently upgraded a lot of our technology. And I think what happened was the technology has made it so that we're streaming too high of a quality stream. So I have a sneaking suspicion that we need to do some upgrades on even our broadband and everything like that. But those of you who are just listening to the audio, listening to the iTunes and tuning in, I think we're totally fine. Okay, so back to the topic at hand. So we're talking about why making money somebody else's way is a money story that most of us grew up with. Okay, first and foremost, what that basically is saying that the way you perceive how money is to be made in this world, or even the way you make money now, most likely was predetermined from the moment you were born into this world. Now, why is it a problem that we don't actually take a step back and recognize that reality? Because if we don't take a step back and recognize that reality, and you're not where you want to be financially, or you're not making the money that you want to make, or you are struggling financially, then what happens is without taking a step back and recognizing how you learned how to make money in this lifetime, and your belief, your perception of how money is to be made, is going to keep you stuck. Because in order for us to change anything, it's not about, like, you know, when you look at a sickened bush, and the bush has, you know, the leaves are ugly, or they're shriveling, or there's some kind of disease going on. If we simply just trim and cut off what we can see is going on, that doesn't solve the problem. Because most likely the problem starts at the root. The problem that you're struggling with today, if you are struggling financially or with money, doesn't start with what you can now already see. Most of us, when we see there's a problem with our bank account, when we see there's a problem with our budget, then we attack what we see and try to solve or develop strategies or come up with ways to solve that problem by focusing on what we currently see. Let's think about that for a moment. How many times have we, and if you have any questions or anything, you're tuning in live, just pipe it into the YouTube or even the chat room for on the Spreaker station. Go to Spreaker.com or download the Spreaker app. Or you can actually put a comment in later if you're listening to this after the fact. But the point is this, is that, you know, think about that for a moment. Is that if you are not making that financially where you are and you're struggling with that, then most likely it's a function of your perception of how money is to be made. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with you going back and saying, okay, great, I bought into a belief system of how money is to be made, or how money can come into my world and why it can't come into my world. But the problem is most of us see that and don't do anything about it. The bigger problem is some of us don't even bother to look at why things are the way they are. We have to go to the root. We have to go to the core of where it all began. And for most of us, many of us, it started from the moment we were born. Think about this for a moment. When we were born, we came into the world. So whether it's a dual income household or single income household or single mom or single dad, Okay, and no matter how much education teaches us on all the different ways, and no matter what we see out there outside of the scope of our safety net of home, of how all the different ways that people can make money, the reality is what we buy into first is what we see right in front of us in the safety of our home. Single mom, single dad, single parent, or dual income household, or single income household, or even being raised by, you know, uncles or aunts or grandparents and everything like that. If you look around, there's only a handful of people that are showing you, a handful of ways of making money. Guarantee that whoever raised you wasn't doing 12 different jobs or 12 different ways of making money. It may have felt that way for those of you who have, you know, grown up from very empowered parents who hustled and did whatever it takes, but still, there's still a limit. Two people, let's say you have two income households and both parents are pursuing a career to help develop and build a house, most likely, if they're doing a good job at it, they're only doing two different jobs. Mom is doing one job, dad is doing another job, and that's it. You've got two different vocations. Now, for those of you who have been raised in America or in this world today and you take a look around, there are so many different ways to make money in this world. Okay? And so what happens is when we grow up buying into very clearly and very securely and very confidently that there's only one way or two ways or maybe even three ways of making money, and no matter what our parents tell us that how many different other ways there are, the fact is when you're a child, you only can kind of calibrate and prove in your mind the reality by what you see and what you feel day in, day out. Now imagine going through the first, 20 years of your life, being shown that over and over again, that is the reality. That's the proof of how money is made. And it doesn't matter how many different ways people are telling you out there, home is where the heart is, and safety and love and everything is there. So guess what? That is then connected with those one or two ways of making money. And until we address this and kind of look back and say, okay, great, we need to shift that. We need to kind of embrace the fact that maybe the way we were shown how to make money growing up in this lifetime is not ideally suited for us. So what this comes down to then is answering the question, well, then how do I know what that is? Well, what we found out, what I found out in the work that I do and the work that we do here, doing money breakthrough work and helping people with their money anxiety and their money, bad money stories and everything like that, was something fascinating happened over the last several years, is realizing that because every individual is unique on this planet, based on the technology that we utilize to help people break through their challenges and break through their struggles, first and foremost is to help them embrace that they're each unique and nobody is like anybody else. What does that mean then? That means that as you identify that you're your own unique vehicle and that nobody else is like you, what makes us think that us trying to make money like somebody else is going to be the best way that we make money? What happens is there's so many different ways people teach us. I mean, I was just on a webinar yesterday, and it was a brilliant guy. I mean, the guy was making money hand over fist, doing email marketing, retargeting, and he does a lot of e-commerce stuff. And so he was doing the webinar on how people who are selling products online should really kind of take advantage of high levels of automation so that they can take advantage of the holiday rush. At the end of the day, this time of the season is, if done right, is probably one of the online retailers' dream. Okay, should you have the systems in place? But that's the way he makes money. And what was happening, I was kind of watching the webinar take place and watching the behavior and responses of all these different people who were also on there making comments. And I was wondering in my mind, because I couldn't see them, so I couldn't see how uniquely different they were than he was. I was wondering how many of those people are questioning whether or not the way they're making money or the way this guy who's doing the webinar is making money is better than how they make money. then when he came to his offer and he was selling his system on how he uniquely makes money and how he's going to coach them on how to make money the way he knows how to make money, I wonder how many people are going to jump in and realize at some point that the way he does it is successful to him because it's uniquely to him. He got the basic fundamentals of what email marketing is, retargeting is, and Facebook marketing, all those different things. And what I noticed, what he did over his story of how he got to where he was, where he is today, was that he recognized that he had a unique way of doing things, and he infused that in the methodology, in the fundamental methodologies of making money. Okay, let's talk about the fundamentals of that. Okay, so making money is really quite simple. You offer a product, you offer a service, you ask for money, and someone gives you money, and that's it. At the end of the day, how money flows is simply like that. Okay, even if it's a nonprofit, granted, nonprofit, sometimes you can just get money without a return, but what you get in return is the contribution to a greater good. So there's still an exchange, it's just not as visible. But at the end of the day, every time man had created money, human beings created money as a means of universal exchange. And so the first thing is the fundamental understanding is this, is that for those that struggle and want money for nothing or want money without any exchange, then you're missing the whole concept of energetic exchange, of how the universe works. There's a cause and effect to everything. And just like how money flows into your life, there's a cause and effect of how money can flow into life and how it can't flow into your life. So let's get those basics out of the way. So now that we get the basics out of the way and you embrace that piece, and then you start to learn these different ways of making money. You get a job in this industry. You get a job in this industry. And in every industry, there is a methodology and basic fundamental approach of how to make money. I often talk about these franchises where all these people, you know, what separates one franchise from another? One is totally, you know, breaking all the records in the company, and one is struggling and on the verge of bankruptcy. They're all following the same system. They're all following the same fundamental approach of how that franchise works. But then why is it one works better than the other? Because the one that's working better, okay, the owner of that franchise has found a way to uniquely run that fundamental approach of creating money, but then incorporating their unique expression, their own unique money-making vehicle of self into making, changing the way, so separating that particular franchise from everything else. Okay. Let me go back to helping people understand. And for those of you that are watching YouTube, you could probably see, let me double check to see if the stream is okay, because if it's not, then it'd be kind of moot for me to do this. But it seems to be okay, so let me go ahead and okay, so one of the things I like to talk about, and one of the metaphors I like to use, is that, you know, everybody's a unique vehicle. And so to take into modern day science, we talk about cars and how every car, there's different brands and different models of cars on the road. And every car has, like, you know, different types of performance feature. Every car is uniquely, quote unquote, high performance in its very own way. So to kind of help, you know, bring some clarity or to bring some visuals into understanding, for those of you who aren't watching the video, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to pull up a picture of a Lamborghini first. So for those of you who know what a Lamborghini is, it's a high-performance vehicle, Italian race car. It is so streamlined and low that it could actually literally drive under an 18-wheeler truck, okay? But, okay, so I brought this picture up. Okay, so we all look at the Lamborghini, and in this picture, it's racing along the road, and we know what it does and what it's capable of. Maybe I should make it bigger so people can see, right? That's a Lamborghini, right? And we know, and nobody's going to really argue with me, that it's a high-performance vehicle to some degree, okay? It's meant to race on paved roads. It's meant to, when able to, it drives, you know, over 100, 150, maybe even 200 miles per hour, depending on what you do to it, post-market or aftermarket. Okay, but, you know, very few people are going to argue with me that it's, you know, not high performance, right? Okay, so let's bring up a different high-performance vehicle. Okay, so I'm going to pull up the first-generation Hummer. Okay. The reason why I say first generation, because every subsequent generation that made it become more and more commercial basically made it less high performance. Okay. So for those of you who know what a Hummer is, I brought up a picture of a Hummer, you know, because of the season. We're into winter time now, at least on this side of the planet. And it's climbing up a mountain, a snowy mountain peak with like trees that are snowing. It's like really pretty, and I kind of want to go there with my snowboard. But but this is high performance in a different way. This Hummer is designed to be high performance off the pavement, off road. You know, being able to kind of drive over like, you know, foot high, you know, ledges and everything like that, so that it can handle everything. You know, there's some really cool features in the Hummer. Also, like if it's like encounter sand, it can actually deflate its tires a little bit so it can cup the sand, so it can actually navigate and get through the sand in a more efficient way. So there's all these different things, but when I say the Hummer is high performance and people say, yes, it is high performance, most people won't argue with me, well, it's not high performance, but it's just high performance in a different way. Okay, for those of you who are kind of following along. So let me bring up another vehicle that most of us often see. And, you know, for those of you watching, I didn't intend for every car to be red. It just happened to be that way up to this point anyway. So what we now have is the Prius. It's a Toyota Prius. Okay, what's interesting is a lot of people go, well, Prius is not very high performance. Well, it performs really well from a commercial standpoint. I think it's one of the top selling vehicles, you know, in America anyway, and possibly in the world. When the Prius hit the marketplace, it was like a boon. It's like hybrid. It's like, you know, it's got electric, it's got gas, it's got high efficiency and everything like that. And people can actually buy it without leasing it. You know, there was this whole movie that came out. It's like, what, you know, who killed the electric car? And it was a whole thing. It was a whole, you know, interesting documentary about how electric cars were made years ago, but no one was allowed to buy it. They were only able to lease it so that eventually everybody can, it can all be recalled. And so the the gas industry can kind of have a monopoly on that. But anyway, that's a whole different story. So the Prius in itself is also a high performance vehicle, but in a different way. It's efficient in fuel. It's efficient in its reliability and drivability and safety and all those different things. Doesn't drive quite as quickly as the Lamborghini, but it definitely has a higher top speed than a Hummer, which only has like 85 mile per hour as a top speed. So if you were to compare the areas where each vehicle would excel versus the counterpart of it, you know, one can say that one, you know, depending on your perspective, one vehicle has a better high performance than the other. Okay, but the point I'm trying to make, and well, let's bring something a little bit more ridiculous on here for those of you who are watching. And so the last thing I'm going to bring up here is an actual tank, a military tank. Again, if I was to tell somebody it's a high performance vehicle, one would say, yes, it's just high performance in a different way. It's got even more capability of handling all kinds of terrain, even better than a Hummer. Not only that, it could destroy with the gun in front of it, with the turret. It could just shoot down anything in front of it. So it's high performance that nothing can get in its way. Now, what I want you to start thinking about as I have these vehicles up, and for those of you who are just listening, just visualize a Lamborghini Hummer and the Prius and the tank, and then map it across to people, human beings, or maybe try to see yourself in which vehicle that you resonate with the most. And then think about, well, just entertain with me, if you will. If every human being, okay, and our technology has been able to find that every human being is uniquely different, and we can mathematically and scientifically show how nature has uniquely designed each of us so that we are unique in our drivers and our communication styles and everything like that. So if all of a sudden we look around and we say, okay, great, I'm a Prius, or great, I'm a Lamborghini, or great, I'm a tank, or great, I'm a Hummer, and stuff like that, and you find yourself, for example, if you say, oh, I am definitely a Hummer, and you're out there in the corporate world racing with a bunch of Porsches and Maseratis and Lamborghinis, trying to climb the corporate ladder, trying to achieve goals that require the high performance capabilities of a Lamborghini, a Porsche, or a Maserati, how will you fare in that money making world? Is it an ideal way for you to make money? Okay. For example, let's say you're built like a tank. maybe your way of creating success and making money in this lifetime is about, you know, demolishing things, opening things up, and then conquering and creating, you know, I mean, they had a lot of that in the 80s where people would do, you know, mergers and acquisitions and everything like that. But, you know, if you do it in a congruent way, in a nice way, I don't know how a tank does things a nice way, but the point is, let's say that's how you were designed, then you should probably think about maybe, so for example, if you were a Lamborghini and you were raised in a household of minivans and Priuses, okay, and then you were told that the way to make money is to do it the way the Prius does it, or do it the way the minivan does it. And here you are revving the Lamborghini in a, you know, in a shopping mall parking lot. Okay, then for your entire life, if that's where you go to make money, you're going to be one underutilizing your vehicle, and quite frankly, because you're not optimizing that, you may not be the best. You may not be best suited making money that way. Okay. It's a little bit of a kind of a map across thing, but I really wanted to kind of bring this to your attention to think about, okay, well, what's the first step then? Okay, and let me clear my screen here because I'm being surrounded by cars and vehicles and it's exciting to me. I'm getting distracted. Okay, so what I'm saying here is this, is that, you know, a lot of people will hear this and say, yeah, I totally bought into the way to make money and I can't stand it, but this is what I know. This is all I know. And that's okay. First and foremost, embrace the fact that you bought it from somewhere and you that belief is sitting there in you, and that's probably why you're struggling with money. Then maybe it's time now, especially this being the end of the year, when we start looking back to the years past and this life and everything like that, ask yourself this question, you know, how do you know that the way you are making money today was something that you congruently, uniquely designed for yourself? I know for a fact the way I create, you know, prosperity flow and money flow in my life, it's still, my parents still don't understand it. My family, they still don't understand it. It's so different than what they knew and everything like that. Now, was my journey to get here an easy one? Not really. There was no Money Lab podcast. There was nobody like me sitting here saying, hey, let me help you define that. I kind of had to trip and fall and fumble through myself. And part of what motivates me to do what I do, whether it be on this podcast or whether it be creating programs to help people find out their own money-making vehicles selves, is because I went through what I went through. So... ask yourself this question then, okay? Is the way you are trying to make money a way that, one, resonates with you? Two, is something that is unfamiliar or completely different than what you grew up with, okay? And if it is, then great. Congratulations. You are venturing into an area where maybe you've never had that before. And maybe part of what makes it so tough is that you're trying to fit it into the mold of what you grew up with. So here's another thing, okay? Let's say, for example, you didn't buy into the money story or the way to make money that you grew up with. Let's say both of your parents were 9-to-5 earners and they made, you know, middle class kind of like income, and you guys were comfortable, had a good life growing up and everything like that. And you decided to be an entrepreneur. And let's say nobody else in your family was an entrepreneur. I actually had a client that was like that and really got stuck because, you know, part of him was saying, who am I to buck the system? And that was an unconscious story that was running, okay? So sometimes the struggle is not because we're trying to make money somebody else's way. Sometimes the struggle is sometimes we're trying so hard to not make money the way that we were taught and sold on how to make money. And because it's so far and it's so, you know, it's like doing shadow work. You have such an aversion to how you grew up seeing how money was supposed to be made that you swing too hard into the opposite direction trying to make money in such an out of the box way that nobody can help you guide you to understand how to truly monetize that way of making money. Okay, so there could be a problem there as well in terms of looking at that piece. So really important to kind of explore these different ways. So let's kind of like concise this down for a little bit, make it into kind of quick little bullet points. You know, a lot of times our money problems, our struggles come from the fact that we grew up in a way that believing that there's a handful of ways of making money. And we never had, were given the support or the freedom to be able to try a different way and be supported in that. And it was always defaulting back. You know, most of us are like that because what happens is that it's safe and it's comfortable. When you go out and venture out of the box or you venture out of the norm, it's an uncomfortable place to be. And if you're not proactively making sure that you have the support, the mentoring, the coaching, or any of that to help you navigate this discomfort in the unknown, then you'll keep, you know, like a rubber band, keep snapping back to what's comfortable for you. You know, for years, what I did was I would work on my business and then jump back into working for somebody else. Then realize I didn't like that and jump out to running my own deal again. And then hitting a wall, then jumping back to working for somebody else again. Yeah, I mean, for those of you who are entrepreneurs, you can totally, you know what I'm talking about. This is kind of what happens, you know, our commitment to be an entrepreneur. And then for some that'll work. You know, last week our guest basically she had to get a part-time job to support her commitment to making her business work, and that's one way to do it. Okay, you use what you know is comfortable with the intention and the clarity that you want to make money a different way, the way that you're designed to do it. So now, which leads us to the point of how do we kind of resolve that? How do we fix that? Well, first of all, assuming that you got to the core of it, you got to the root cause of why you have a bad money story running that is dictating your struggles in financial discord. Okay, meaning you're trying to make money in a way that doesn't resonate with you. You're trying to make money in a way that is burning you out. Okay, that's why you're financially struggling. That's why you have bad money flow. You have money flow issues. Then what you do is you go and explore, okay, what am I trying to do that isn't me? What have I bought into? What is the root cause? What is the the stories that I grew up with of how money is supposed to be made in this world? Recognizing that, acknowledging that, and embracing the fact that, oh, I only did that because it's safe. I only did that because that's what my parents did, and I love my parents. I only did that because that's all I know, and that's all I knew. Then making that commitment to then say, okay, great, I want something different. But before you go out there and start to kind of like embrace every other, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry with everything that they have to offer on how to make money this way, how to make money that way, and you're doing the money making shiny object syndrome, and you just go from one to the other and become a total a seminar junkie and workshop junkie and program junkie or learning junkie. Yes, I am talking from experience. The first step then is to then take a step back and take inventory. Well, what kind of money making vehicle are you? Are you a Hummer? Are you a Lamborghini? Are you a Prius? Okay. You know, and the things that you pay attention to are the fundamentals, you know. Are you a doer? Are you a thinker? Are you one who just, you know, is great at visioning? You know, people like to kind of like vilify the fact that there's, you know, you're terrible at follow through. You're great at starting. That's actually not a problem. That's a recognition of a characteristic trait, a part of your unique ability of making money. If you are one that basically you're a great starter and you're great to get things off, but you're terrible at follow through, all that means is to some degree, you're a great visionary. You're a great take action now. And then, you have an ability to problem solve so quickly that if things are going and there's no problem to solve, you're bored, you're done. It's time to start something else and solve another problem. Okay, so you know, breaking away from how our society and our culture vilifies certain behavior patterns that they don't understand. A lot of these behavior patterns are our internal struggles. I'm trying to break away from what we inadvertently bought into, so that we can start to design a life that is our own. the way we make money, our own way. I mean, that's what this show is all about, really. I mean, the Money Lab is a laboratory. I mean, it's for us to discuss whether it be theory or reality and everything like that. And then if you hear it, you go out and try it and you go out and implement it. And then if you have, you know, have any questions about it, you know that you have us that you can come back to and just ask questions, whether it be questions on the show or, you know, coming to our Facebook and our YouTube and our social media platforms and joining our groups and stuff like that. So you know, that's why, you know, certain topics that come up, you know, when I was thinking about today, it's like, I don't have a guest today. So that means for the first time in a long time, I have to come up with a topic. So I sat there and I do what I always do in the morning, and I wake up and I ask myself this question. I said, what does the world need today? What does my audience need today that I can talk about, and I can distill down from all this what goes on in my head, so that whoever is out there listening can hopefully glean something from my trials and tribulations that I've gone through to create what I have today, you know. And you know, success, you know, people talk about success and everything. And for a long time, I was defining my success based on what I saw out there and everything like that. And the reality is this is why, when we ask ourselves, why do we want to change our financial circumstance? Why do we want to make more money? Why do we want to change our money? Why do we want to eliminate our money problems? Is so that we can get closer to understanding what our own unique definition of success is. And then we go even deeper. Says, why do we want to have success? Is because then we can have joy, love, and happiness in our lives. A lot of big shifts and changes this time of the year, and so I don't mind going, you know, in a variety to the depth that I go into sometimes, especially on my own show, The Money Lab. Okay, so yeah, I mean, it's so what happens? So let's go. So going back to then, okay, now we recognize that okay, we have this problem. We have a money story that we bought into. Now what? What we now then do is find out what vehicle we are, what unique vehicle of that is. Okay. Now we, you know, at my company called HumanOp and now EMBTE, our main focus is primarily to help the world, you know, everybody that comes into our fold, to understand themselves on that level, you know. When it comes to relationships, when it comes to communication, when it comes to health. Everybody has a unique manual. Everybody has a unique design of creating that. You know, I have this love-hate. I used to be a personal trainer, so I have this love-hate relationship with all these different methods of creating health and diets and everything like that. You know, a lot. Lately, I've been seeing keto everywhere and stuff like that. And we recently had shout out to Angie Correa on our show, and she's big on the keto thing, and she's gotten massive results with her and her clients and the people that she's worked with and stuff like that, and it's great, you know. And what happens is this is that the love-hate relationship is that I love that there are so many different ways for people to be inspired to create health changes in their life, because if you're healthy, then your money flow is better. Okay, hope you got that. When you are physically healthy, mentally healthy, emotionally healthy, then your money flow gets better. Money will not flow into an unhealthy world, an unhealthy vehicle, into an unhealthy way. You make terrible decisions. You don't make decisions. You don't move, okay, when your physical, mental, emotional state of being is unhealthy. Okay, because your energy just isn't there. It doesn't support it. So I love the fact that there's so many different things out there to inspire people to take action on really kind of focusing on their health. I think the biggest missing piece is, you know, not everything out there works for every single person. There is no one size fits all approach on it. Okay. So same thing with making money. There is no one size fits all, okay? I know like places like, ClickFunnels is a big thing where they talk about creating funnels and everything like that. Multi-level marketing is another modality where they believe it's so easy, anybody can do it. And I'm not, you know, it just kind of chaps my hide sometimes, you know? What is that, the commercial from the salsa thing, El Paso or something like that, New York City? Well, that just chaps my hide. Okay, anyway, so So it kind of chaps my hide because, you know, there is this assumption that, you know, you have this universal, you know, one size fits all approach that helps, you know, helps people create success in their life. And if they can't do it, then they suck, you know. And I went through a few of those, you know, systems where they say, well, there's something, if the program doesn't work for me, that means there's something wrong with me, but there's nothing wrong with the program. How about, okay, all of us who are offering products and services and everything, that's why I tell everybody, I as much as I would love to help everybody on the planet, I'm not everybody's cup of tea. Not everybody can handle me. I've been told I'm a little intense sometimes, and that's what a breakthrough coach is. We're not going to waste time, you know, lingering around and beating around the bush. That's kind of like what you've been doing for your whole entire life before you came across my threshold, so to speak. But anyway, the point is that, you know, for us trying to be the solution for everything and everyone is a tall order, you know. And so what we want to do is recognize the fact, I think the big shift is starting to happen anyway, and why there's so many different ways to create better health, and why there's so many different ways to make money, and why is because on some deep level, humanity is starting to realize that no two people are alike, and so we need to create this buffet of resources to allow people to make different choices. The problem is, if people aren't able to identify what their unique expression is in this lifetime, it doesn't matter how many resources are out there, okay? You're still going to do this trial and error approach to life. So now it's like, instead of three channels on TV, you have thousands of channels. You end up not watching anything. You know, and you end up watching, spending all this money and not using the TV or the cable, or whatever case, for anything else. Same thing as here, is you got all these resources out there. And if you're not really kind of honoring your own unique vehicle of expression, of success, of creating money flow in this lifetime, you're not going to be able to find that unlock key or that unique combination of resources that's going to help you achieve the financial success that you want. And that's why the bottom line answer, so to speak, to everything that we're talking about on today's episode is this. If you resonate with anything that we're talking about in terms of the story that you bought into, the belief system, that how you feel like, yeah, you're not making money the way you believe that you can be making money, you should be making money, or how you're uniquely designed to make money, then the answer is invest in understanding yourself at such a deep level that it detaches you from all the belief systems that don't resonate with your core being. There's so many different ways to do it, you know, and that's why I'm so passionate on the way we do it, because we have this patented technology that allows us to help people do that in very quickly. Our assessment is what, 10, 15 minutes. And so that's what from there we're able to kind of help people shortcut that, you know. You take probably like 10 years worth of personal development, personal growth, and seeking and internal searching down to like 10 minutes, okay? And that's why, you know, we're able to kind of like see the results and get the data and be able to speak so confidently about what I'm talking about today, because we can see it quicker. We don't have to wait for people to go through 10 years to identify themselves and say, okay, great, is that working? Okay, so everything that we do is to kind of help, you know, help everybody, including you out there, if you're struggling with this, and this is kind of landing with you, to not have to go through what I went through. You know, I'll say it again. I often say this. I don't want my worst enemy to go through what I went through in this world, to try to figure out, you know, what is my unique money flow? What is it that I can do to help me and others create more success, financial success or money success in this life? And no, I'm not a financial planner, and I'm not like a accountant or anything like that. You know, I my background is computer science engineering. You know, what I do is I work with the original software, often called the OG software, the one that started here, where all software came from, our human mind. Okay. That is my fascination. That is my commitment. So anyway, so hopefully that was valuable to you. You know, it's something that comes up quite a bit in the work that we do in terms of one-on-one coaching around bad money stories, or even in my Prosperity Breakthrough program where I work with students and everything like that. I just looked. I mean, we've had, you know, we're getting close to like 100 students and everything like that that have gone through it and really kind of. And it's not like a cheap program. It's like a higher-end program, but anything like that. But anyway, so again, pay attention to, you know, what is the type of money-making strategy that you grew up with that you believe to be the end-all, be-all. Check in with yourself to see if that resonates with you, or if that's why you're struggling with it. And then check with this, and maybe the way you're trying to make money is so far away from what you grew up with that that's what's causing the challenge and the discord. In fact, if it's so far away that you're actually vilifying what you grew up with, when in fact, that's what raised you, that way of making money. We have to be able to embrace all of it, okay? So you can see all the different options, because there are benefits to everything, every different way to make money, okay? Then recognizing that and saying, okay, great, then let's look at what kind of vehicle you are, the unique vehicle of creating cash flow, money, and then go from there. You know, again, if you go to go.thesixfigureacademy.com, you can go there and get that free ebook and stuff like that. And then what happens after that, there's a whole five-part e-course, email e-course that goes even deeper and stuff like that to help you, you know, kind of like bust those belief systems a little bit, kind of jostle it up. I mean, obviously, you know, one ebook's not going to do it all, but at least it'll give you a simple nudge and a push in the right direction. Would love to hear, you know, any of your comments, any of your thoughts. I know most of you are probably hearing this after the fact and not live, and that's fine and cool and dandy. But definitely start to think about this, and especially going into the next year, is like, you know, is the way that you bought into, is the way that's having, are the struggles and the stress and anxiety and that you're having around money due to the fact that you have not expanded, you have the blinders on how money is created on this, in this world, and because you keep snapping back to that and then all of a sudden, you know, what you think is going to work is not working, then maybe it's a function of embracing more of or taking a deeper dive to understanding your unique way of making money. You gotta start there. And then see if it's clicking, if that's, you know, if it's matching what you're doing now, or if it's a closer match to what you truly want to do. After that, after identifying your own unique way of making money in lifetime, is the only way then you can actually utilize and optimize the usage of the resources, the plethora of resources that are out there on this planet today. Once that shift happens and you recognize that, then the rest is all downhill from there in a good way. Okay, the world is now all of a sudden your oyster. Like I said all the time, the keys to the kingdom lies in the understanding of self, your own unique money-making vehicle, and eliminating or compartmentalizing the bad money stories that don't serve you anymore. Okay, and that's why it's so important to really truly invest in self. And if you're not healthy, you're not going to be able to kind of recognize what's going on. So you got to focus on your self-care game has to be up. I mean, for those who are trying to figure out, okay, how do we change my circumstance? Well, first and foremost, check in with it. Is your self-care game good? Are you prioritizing your own personal needs? And are you clear with what you want, okay, in all areas of life? Because if you're not clear with what you want to do in life and what your money-making strategy, and you just want to make money for the sake of making money, that's going to be part of your problem. Because there's no direction. And you're just haphazardly driving donuts. You're taking that high-performance vehicle and you're driving donuts in the parking lot and hoping money's going to come in. And money might. Someone might throw a few coins because it's fun to watch. You know, like doing a street performance. Not like there's anything wrong with street performing, but, you know, but at the end of the day, you're still driving in circles. Okay, so invest in that. Take time to do that. And that'll make a huge, huge difference. Okay. So that's pretty much the show for this week. Hopefully, you know, you found it valuable. would, you know, again, put any comments below or reach out to, I would say, reach out to info@embte if you are looking to get more information to talk more, chat more. We also have Facebook groups and stuff like that, so just look for the Money Lab. We also have all kinds of other things, so make sure you connect with us. But that's our show for the week. And again, if you found this episode to be valuable and you know of someone else that could benefit from what we talked about today, share it. Sharing is caring. And make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes and give us a thumbs up on YouTube Live so that you can make sure you stay in, you know, in the know of all the things that are going to coming down the pipe come in 2019. There's some really cool big things happening. And so you want to make sure that you stay connected with this community. Sounds good. All right. Well, that's a wrap. Have an amazing week applying the knowledge from today. And we'll be back next week on the Money Lab Live podcast. Again, with whatever we can come up with. If I can come up with another guest, then we'll do that. Other than that, this is Wei signing off. Money makes a world go round. It makes a world.